You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. More than 1,600 San Francisco renters received eviction notices last year. Some of them fought back in court, but many, even those who had a good case, gave up and moved out because they didn't know their legal rights. That could all change in June as voters consider Proposition F, which would provide free legal help to anyone facing eviction. If Prop F passes, it would be a watershed moment for a growing national movement. Cities across the country, especially those with housing shortages, are making legal counsel a basic right, not just a privilege for those who can afford it. KELW's Andrew Stelzer reports.
Any old Wednesday, walk into the Hayward Hall of Justice, and you'll be smack dab in the middle of the Bay Area's housing crisis. Eviction court.
So if you're a tenant and you don't have an attorney and you're here for mediation, feel free to check in with us.
Today, there are 48 cases on the docket, so there are three different kinds of people milling around waiting their turn. We've got the landlords and property managers like Jonathan Fleming.
I'm in court every couple months.
There are lots of nervous tenants like Vanessa Bulnes.
We'll find out today what they're offering, and if we don't come to a resolve, then we'll have a jury trial probably on Monday.
And then there are the lawyers, two types. On the owner's side, they're well paid. But on the tenant's side, they're usually volunteers or work for nonprofits, like attorney Joe Colangelo.
People just don't know their rights. I wouldn't even know my rights if I hadn't been doing this type of work.
Colangelo is with the Eviction Defense Center. His clients qualify for legal assistance paid for on a sliding scale because they're low income. He says they're almost 90% Black or Latino, and without his legal guidance, many of them would have to leave their homes and their communities.
Without my organization or organizations like ours that do this work, it would be a stampede of people of color leaving, and we're all that stands in the way.
These eviction cases are life-changing dramas that play out in courthouses across the Bay Area and around the country. And wherever you go, there's an imbalance. Most landlords have lawyers, while studies show only about 10% of tenants do.
And as a result, a lot of tenants lose in eviction cases, even if there was no merit to the case at all.
That's attorney Dean Preston. He's executive director of the statewide advocacy group Tenants Together. And he's the chief proponent of the right to counsel measure, which will be on San Francisco's June 5th ballot.
Everyone deserves right to counsel in the same way that people deserve a public defender, regardless of what they're accused of.
If voters approve Prop F, anyone facing eviction in San Francisco would be entitled to an attorney for free. The city already budgets about $2 million per year to help low-income tenants in eviction proceedings, but that's not enough to provide legal counsel to everyone who needs it.
It's so critical to have an attorney for your trial, because a lot of the cases really are just seeing, will the tenant cave?
Attorney Carolyn Gold runs the Landlord-Tenant Program at the Bar Association of San Francisco. Last year, their pro bono lawyers represented 642 tenants facing eviction at settlement conferences. That's less than half the total eviction notices issued in the city. She's the first to admit it's not working.
You cannot depend on pro bono to make sure that everybody will have an attorney.
The way Prop F is written, there are no specifics about who exactly would provide the legal assistance or how it would be paid for. Just that the Mayor's Office of Housing and Community Development has 12 months to come up with a plan. This was a strategic move. Keep it vague and let elected officials figure out how to structure and fund the program. The city controller estimates Prop F could cost up to $5.5 million annually. That price tag is the main ammunition being used by the measure's opponents. Charlie Goss is spokesman for the San Francisco Apartment Association.
The idea of eviction defense for tenants sounds good to some people, but if they were to look at the details...
Goss says taxpayers shouldn't be paying for lawyers to represent wealthy people. And not everyone facing eviction deserves the help of city-funded lawyers.
People are being evicted for damaging the building, being a nuisance for other residents in the building. We don't believe that the city and taxpayers should fund eviction defense for those instances.
But Prop F's advocates point out that most people facing eviction are low income. And even if a small number of wealthy tenants chose to take advantage of a free attorney, the program would save money in the long run.
It costs a tremendous amount to our society when people lose their evictions and lose their housing.
John Pollock is coordinator of the National Coalition for a Civil Right to Counsel. He says spending money to keep people in their homes is a wise investment of public resources.
If they do wind up in a shelter, if they do wind up in a jail, if they do wind up having to apply for public benefits because they lose their jobs, these are all costs that we all pay for, and they're significantly more expensive than paying for a tenant's attorney.
Pollock says momentum behind this issue picked up in 2017, when New York City became the first in the nation to pass a law establishing a right to counsel in housing court. New Yorkers who earn less than 200% of the federal poverty line get full representation. Those with higher incomes get one free consultation with an attorney. New York, San Francisco, and other jurisdictions, which have increased funding for eviction defense in recent years, saw more people able to stay in their homes. Pollock says a 2011 Harvard study found that tenants who had lawyers throughout the entire eviction process did twice as well as those who only got limited legal advice.
They didn't ever pay any money to the landlords. They got more time to move out when they had to move out, and they retained possession of their units at about twice the rate that those who just got legal advice did.
Those numbers are catching the eyes of government officials across the country. Smaller pilot programs and proposals have been popping up in places like Denver, Baltimore, and LA County. So could the right to counsel help address San Francisco's housing crisis?
It's an important point. It's like a linchpin.
Attorney Carolyn Gold says it could slow the exodus of low-income renters out of the city.
You want to keep people housed who have affordable housing because they're in a rent-controlled unit or they're in subsidized housing. If those people lose their homes, you've just compounded your housing crisis because there's nowhere for them to go.
If passed, San Francisco's ballot measure would be the first right-to-counsel law approved by voters. That could inspire organizing efforts in other cities, across the Bay Area, and beyond. For Cross Currents, I'm Andrew Stelzer.